listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.
You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, joined today by certified nurse midwife Leah Moses with Intermountain Healthcare. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
We're talking about a super fun topic, dealing with painful menstrual cramps. There's something no one really ever wants to talk about, but it is a real unfortunate reality for a lot of us. It's very common for women to experience painful cramps during their periods. And there's kind of a wide range of that discomfort and what that looks like. So you're going to kind of walk us through what is quote unquote kind of normal, what maybe not be normal, maybe something that we might want to see a provider about, and how we deal with it, how we kind of navigate through that time of the month when it comes to those pesky, annoying, and painful cramps. So we appreciate you being with us and talking to us about this really fun topic that all women love, menstrual cramps. So just kind of break it down, because it's also referred to as something else, right?
Right. So the medical term that we use is dysmenorrhea, right? So that just basically means that you have pain during your period. And you're right. I mean, it is something that we don't necessarily love. Oftentimes, it's talked about as something that's really, really annoying. It's not necessarily celebrated in our culture to have a period. You know, that's something that I think is starting. There's a new trend, I believe, of women and girls who are celebrating actual bleeding, which is an interesting thing. We're actually just having cycles, right? That it's a part of life, that it's a normal physiological part of life. But yeah, that fancy term dysmenorrhea just basically means painful periods.
And, you know, like I said, it can kind of be a range of pain and discomfort. And I think it can even vary just period to period. I know for myself, one period could be light and normal and like it's almost not there. And then the next month, I'm bleeding out and don't want to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. You're right. There's a total range, and there's a range between women, and there's a range between months. And there's also a range throughout our lifetime too. Some women have more painful periods early in life and later, and then in between things regulate, and some just really it's very sporadic. So usually when we talk about dysmenorrhea, we mean like pain that surrounds the pelvic area, but it really can be in the abdomen, hips, thighs, all the way down legs, pressure. Sometimes women have even loose stools, nausea, headaches are really common. And, you hear about girls that stay home from school and just lay in a dark room because they can't manage it very well, as well as vomiting in severe cases. So basically, when we talk about shedding the lining of the uterus, that seems a little strange to say in normal life, right? But in healthcare, we talk about it. That's what a period is. It's when the lining builds up and then sheds each month. And hormones released during this time can cause inflammation and pain. And then that's what actually causes the cramps or extra pain that surrounds that.
Sure. Yeah. And there are some home remedies that we can at least try to kind of start with, to see if that'll help kind of ease some of our pain. What are some of those remedies that we can try to ease some of our discomfort with?
Yeah, I made a little list. Most of the time, pain, menstrual cramps can be manageable, but we can also try exercise, stretching, and every once in a while, sexual intercourse, if that's something that's a part of your lifestyle that can actually help. For some women, that exacerbates it, makes things worse. But a regular routine of exercising can help, because then when you're cycle comes around, your body's used to exercising, and that can be something that you use as a tool to improve pelvic pain. A heating pad, a nice warm rice pack, hot compress, warm baths. In fact, there are those cute little stuffed animals that are sold now that are little rice packs that you can put in the microwave and heat up. Those are kind of fun. Over-the-counter pain relief, so Motrin, Tylenol, and also consider Midol or something called Pamprin. And that's if you have extra bloating or muscle aches, those can often be a little bit more helpful. Really important to follow the guidelines, labels too, for the doses. Acupuncture sometimes helps women. Chiropractic adjustments is a possibility too. Herbal teas, there are lots of different kinds. It's something that is very individual. And then natural supplements like magnesium, fish oil, vitamin B, B1 and B6, and avoiding alcohol, caffeine, and stress, which is also a lifestyle thing that I think that is a bit challenging for some people to try to avoid stress. The natural supplements, it's important to, if that really does help you and you try that out, stick with it throughout the month. Don't just do it during your period, because it really is not a super great help all of a sudden at once. That's not the same thing as taking Tylenol.
So your body kind of has to build up some of that,
right?
Not immunity, but whatever that supplement is, for it to really work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that, so if you have it on board, it's kind of like, you know, taking a vitamin every day. So if you take a vitamin mm-hmm. one off at one time, it's not really going to do that much for your body. But if you have that in your system, then it's hopefully something that we call it as prophylactic, or mm-hmm. you're starting ahead of time. You're thinking ahead. You're trying to help your body think ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. What about women that might have underlying health conditions? What are some of the things that they need to do or be mindful of when it comes to painful cramps?
Right. So oftentimes women who have painful cramps also have something like pelvic inflammatory disease. Every once in a while, uterine fibroids can come into play. PCOS, or polycystic ovarian syndrome, that's a whole other game that needs to be addressed with a women's healthcare provider. Endometriosis also is kind of an elusive diagnosis, but it's something that definitely can lead to increased cramps. So that's really important. One thing that we've noticed as providers is that you can address painful menstrual cramps with birth control. And that's something that not everyone realizes or knows about. If you really are going through several doses of over-the-counter meds a few times a day for several days in a row, then you really should consider seeing a healthcare provider to talk about options.
Yeah. And that was my next question. You know, everyone has a different level when it comes to pain tolerance, you know, whether it's on that 1 to 10 scale or whatever that looks like. We all have different levels of pain tolerance. What could be a 3 for one woman is a 10 for another. And so, yeah, if they are going through a lot of these over-the-counter meds, or, you know, depending on what their pain tolerance is, at what point should we say, okay, something's got to give here. I'm in, you know, horrible pain. My cramps are out of control. I need to see a doctor, or I need to go to the emergency room, or what is that? What's next for someone like that?
Right. Such a good question. So it's important to seek immediate care. We're talking about InstaCare or emergency room if cramping becomes really, really bad, right? So dramatically worse. It's worse than ever before. It's something totally different, or it's in a different location. You know, then we're looking at lots of different possibilities of diagnoses that could be something more than just menstrual cramps, or severe pain that just isn't not going away. Menstrual flow, that's an important thing too. Quantity, we're always paying attention to quantity. So if your flow increases so much that you're filling a pad every hour, you need to go to the emergency room. So that's the drastic one end of the spectrum, right? And then if it's something that just is inhibiting your lifestyle, so you just cannot do normal daily activities, it's the girl that's not going to school because her cramps are so bad, it's the woman who's really struggling to keep going at work or take care of her kids at home. You know, if that's something that's a normal part of your life and that you feel like you've really realized and assimilated into your life is normal, that's not normal. So we want you to be able to experience life as you should and move normally and feel normal, which means that you can have reduced pain during that time period. One thing that I mentioned is birth control. So that's something when you go to a provider that we can offer and you can try out. Some women respond really well to an IUD, which thins the lining of the uterus, so you have less shedding and usually less cramping. A Nexplanon, the little implant in your arm, can also help too. It does the same thing, and that's a slow release hormone, or also birth control pills too. So don't wait till things get really bad, or if they are right now, then see a provider. We want to
help. Absolutely. And that's something I think we always talk about on the Baby podcast is, you know, as women, we don't always put ourselves first and we are constantly thinking like, oh, this just must be normal, or I just have to get used to it, or this is just the way it is. And so many times that's not the case. We don't have to live with certain pains or certain issues or ailments, because we just think that's the way it is because we've now, you know, entered womanhood, or we've now had a child, or we've now, you know, whatever that next step is, doesn't mean that it's normal.
Right, exactly. We really want to make sure that women have the tools that they need to be able to do their normal life, their regular daily life, and to feel good about themselves and their body. So yeah, don't let it go too far. And if some of those things on that other end of the spectrum are happening, you definitely need to be seen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Leah, we so appreciate your time and walking us through not just some of the home remedies for painful menstrual cramps, but also kind of that next step of, you know, when we might need to see a provider. So we appreciate your time.
Sure, no problem.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.